español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Bowen ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Bowen 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, no, it can't work. It can and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello, welcome back. Okay, we're starting our second hour. Fíjate cómo la D manda aquí, second hour, segunda hora. We're starting our second hour. 8:30 in the morning on a Monday. Yes, sir, the 14th of September. Yes, and so welcome back. In the first 2 half-hour segments, I was working on adjectives of personality traits: impatient, greedy, moody, boastful, careless, cruel, negative traits, rasgos negativos de personalidad, impaciente, avaricioso, incrédulo, voluble, jactancioso, boastful, careless, cruel, bossy, mandón, domineering, autoritario, pompous, vain, vanidoso, vengeful, vengativo, mean, malo, intolerant, irresponsible, jealous, envious, inflexible, dishonest. Dishonest in English is no decir la verdad. Nada más. Dishonest. Bueno. It's okay. Yes, it's basically to not be truthful is to be dishonest. Sarcastic. Unreliable. Unreliable. No puedes contar con esa persona porque la persona es nunca. No puedes fiarte de esa persona o confiar en esa persona para que las cosas lleguen a buen puerto con él. Con ella. So, that person's unreliable. You can't rely on that person. Lazy, vago. You have three words. You have three adjectives that could be translated as lazy. One is perezoso. Another is vago. Another is dejado. No seas tan dejado. Don't be so lazy. Come on. And finally, resentful. Resentido, resentful. You resent other people. Yes. Now, unreliable. Unreliable doesn't necessarily imply a person that you cannot trust. I knew a person he died about 2 years ago. You could trust him with your life. You could give him, you know, €100,000 to keep for you, and he would not spend a penny of it. He was totally trustworthy. His name was Pepe. Jose Pepe. He was trustworthy. You could trust him, but he was unreliable. En un caso perdido. Pero bonachón. I remember once I gave him I don't remember, maybe 100,000 pesetas. Esto fue tiempo a. 100, a long time ago. 100,000 pesetas o algo, 200,000, bastantes pesetas. I gave him about 100,000 pesetas in cash to deposit in my account in the bank. And he needed to walk 2 blocks to the bank. Pepe. Now, Pepe was the my wife's uncle. Well, not really. Pepe was my wife's fourth cousin. Primo cuarto. No primo segundo. He was a distant cousin, but he was a good friend. Pepe. He died about 2 years ago at the age of 90. And I remember Pepe helped. He was originally a truck driver. A lorry driver, a truck driver. And then he was a private ambulance driver, driving ambulances for doctors who were working for different private medical insurance companies. And he helped me as well as a driver to take some of my teachers to Tres Cantos or to Getafe or to Leganés. And so he was a driver. But at the same time, he helped out. But he was sometimes unreliable. Very trustworthy. And I remember I gave him maybe 100,000 pesetas. I said, Pepe, here is the account number. On a piece of paper, I wrote the account number. I said, can you take it to the bank? It's 2 blocks away. And deposit this money in the company account. All right. And this was in late morning. And so he wasn't going to return. He was going to go home after depositing the money. And as he was walking to the bank, he passed a bar and saw a friend of his, Manolo, in the bar. Said, hey, Manolo, wow. So he went in and had a beer, una caña. He had a beer with Manolo. And then he went home. He completely forgot. And when he got home and emptied his pockets, he saw the money. But it was too late because the banks closed at 2 o'clock or 2:30. It was too late. So the next morning, he came to the office and said, hey, boss, I forgot to deposit the money. I got involved with a friend of mine, Manolo, I saw in the bar. And we got to talking. Nos pusimos a hablar. Carrete, dar carrete. We got to talking. Curiosa forma en inglés. We got to talking, and my God, I'm sorry. It completely slipped my mind. It completely slipped my mind. Se me fue el santo al cielo por completo. It's interesting in Spanish you say, no, ya no se dicen estas cosas. No, se me fue el santo al cielo. My saint went to heaven. That means I forgot. But in English, it slipped my mind means se deslizó de mi mente. Y se fue. Tengo una mente resbaladiza. I can't remember things. And so he was unreliable in this particular case. You can't rely on him. He's going to forget. But he was trustworthy. All right. Other adjectives I've been looking at this morning and a bit last Friday were positive adjectives, things I should always try to be: patient, sincere, proactive, responsible, warm, cálido, calidez humana, helpful, cooperative, cooperar con la gente, cheerful. Cheerful is an interesting adjective. Cheer, to cheer, is vitorear. O sea, apoyar al equipo con buff. No solo voto. Cheering for the team. Rooting for the team. Cheering for the team. The cheerleaders. Las líderes de los vítores. Esos las animadoras del equipo. The cheerleaders. It's the dream of many high school girls to be cheerleaders. Cheerful. Cheerful is risueño. Cheerful. A cheerful person. Lleno de cheer. Full of cheer. cheer, cheerful. And so it's a very positive adjective, a cheerful person. Yes, people love to work with cheerful people. To be forgiving, I should always be forgiving, means dispuesto a perdonar. Y dispuesto a irlo llevo a cabo. I'm a forgiving person. To forgive and forget, that's the expression. Perdonar y olvidar. Forgive and forget. It's easier to forgive than it is to forget. Because you learn a lesson when a person lets you down. If somebody lets you down, si alguien te defrauda, te decepciona, yeah, te hace una mala faena queriendo sin querer. Okay, you can forgive the person, but it's usually impossible to forget. And because in the future, you modify your behavior based on what happened. So I'm not going to give Pepe 100,000 pesetas to deposit in the bank again. Well, probably yes. With Pepe, yes. Yeah, que boy, monachón. Super good guy. Modest. Modestia, la modestia. Yes, I should always try to be modest. And I am. I'm a modest person until somebody... I don't know how to say it in English. Until somebody... Oof. I can't remember how to say. Me toco las narices. Somebody begins to bother me too much, and my modesty goes out the window, and I start, and then I impose my will. But usually I'm a modest person. Yes, it's modest. It's easy to be modest when you're a celebrity, right? It's easy to be modest when you're a celebrity. That's an expression. Es fácil ser modesto cuando seas célebre. That's one of the reasons for the success of Instagram and Twitter. People want to gain notoriety, to gain brand awareness of themselves. Conocimiento de marca, su propia marca, su marca personal. And so they try to upload interesting things and interesting comments or interesting photographs. And of course, it's more difficult to be modest when you are making an effort to become well known. You have to blow your horn. Tocar tu propio trompeta o tu propio... Sí, tu horn. Horn, H-O-R-N, means un cuerno. Cuerno de animal. But horn also means claxon. O bocina de coche. Horn is trompa. Anything you blow, that's a horn. Horn. And so to blow your own horn means to promote yourself actively. And I agree that people should promote themselves actively if they are convinced they have skills that are valuable, then of course. But you always need to measure to what extent and not overdo it. No te pases. It's in English, se dice, don't overdo it. No lo sobrehagas. Es lo que decimos en inglés. To overdo something means pasarse haciendo algo. Blowing your own horn. Autopromoción, autocoba, you say. And I recommend it up to a certain extent. After that, it becomes irritating for other people. So you need to have the ability to measure situations, to measure in the environment, and to measure the reaction of other people. So you have that ability to measure. And that comes with humility. So, modesty, it's good to be modest, but it's also good to blow your own horn if you truly believe you have skills or abilities that are valuable. But you need to be humble to the sense that you measure circumstances and you can measure the reactions and the situations properly. So, and you need to be efficient, of course, efficient and another Adjective. Efficient means el uso de los recursos. I've spoken about this many times. If you ask a person in English, what's the difference between efficient and effective, most people can't tell you. And if you ask in Spanish, ¿cuál es la diferencia entre eficiente y eficaz? Most people can't really tell you. They'll try. Well, let's see, eficaz. They'll try. But they're totally different. Efficient and effective are totally different. Effective es el resultado y punto. Da igual los recursos que se empleen. Effective. Efficient is el buen uso de los recursos disponibles. That's efficient. The good use of available resources. Efficient. I always use the same example of the fly on the wall. La pared está a 3 metros de aquí y hay una mosca. Ve una mosca. All right. I have 2 alternatives to kill. I want to kill that fly. Eh? So on the table I have a little spray. Raid. I need to approach the fly and to spray. I also have a bazooka. Bazooka. I can pick up the bazooka and kill the fly, destroy the wall completely. But the fly is dead. The bazooka is more effective than the spray. But it's not an efficient way of killing flies. It's not recommendable to use a bazooka to kill flies. It's extremely effective, but it's not efficient. The spray is efficient, but it's not as effective. The fly could get away before you can approach it enough. So, efficiency and effectiveness. Sometimes you have to sacrifice efficiency for the sake of effectiveness. Sometimes achieving the result is so paramount. Paramount means important. How do you say paramount in Spanish? It's interesting. There's a movie studio called Paramount, as you know. Universal, MGM, Warner Brothers, Paramount, United Artists. Let's see what they say for Paramount means totalmente importante. Paramount. Primordial, dice fundamental. Es fundamental, crucial. Fundamental. Paramount. It's paramount to, when the result is paramount, you must achieve the result. You must get the result. Then often it's necessary to sacrifice efficiency to a certain extent or to a large extent. The example I always use is the example of the flying fortresses, fortalezas volantes o voladoras, in the Second World War. Certain targets in Germany were so important to destroy. Targets blancos que había que destruir de los nazis. Certain targets in Germany were so critical for that it was absolutely essential to destroy that target. And so the Americans or the British sent 500 bombers, B-29s or B-17s, over Germany. 500, knowing that only 300 would return because that target was fortified with anti-aircraft fire. They were armed to the teeth to protect that target in Germany. But the target had to be destroyed, and so the high command, el alto mando, in Great Britain, Dwight Eisenhower and his team made the decision to sacrifice 200 planes. But the target had to be destroyed, and so that is very inefficient. But effectiveness was totally necessary. It was paramount. And so in this case, effective and efficient. Okay, let's go on. And so I should always be efficient. I should always be diligent, diligente in me. I should always be respectful towards other people. Towards other people, hacia los demás. I should always be courteous with other people. I should always try to be decisive. Claro, decisive is decisivo, pero es decidido. Esas son las dos cosas. Decisive. El momento más decisivo fue cuando Juan se mostró decidido. Okay. The most decisive moment was when John showed himself to be decisive. So in English, we use the same word in both cases, but decidido y decisivo. To be decisive, you need to be authentic. Una persona auténtica, no. And no un fantasma, not a show-off or an unauthentic person. You need to be a realistic person, too. Realistic and not a dreamer. Dreamer no es soñador necesariamente, es un iluso. You need to be realistic. You need to have your feet on the ground, right? You need to be perseverant. And you should always be trustworthy. Trustworthy is digno de confianza. You should always be trustworthy. You should always try to be organized, well organized. You should always be generous with your time and generous with your money in many cases and generous with your with people. You should always be focused. Yes. Centrado. Focused. You should always be truthful, which is honest. Truthful. You should always be transparent and not hide things from people. You should always be dependable. Dependable. Dependable means la gente puede confiar en ti para que hagas lo que dices que vas a hacer. It's dependable. You should always be determined. Determined is decidido también. Determined. I'm determined to learn perfect French. And you should always be humble. Humble. Humilde. Hay mucho más. But there's one adjective I didn't mention. When I looked at a list of personal adjectives for personality, in English, and on the web, there was one that caught my eye. It caught my attention. And it was ambitious. So, it was examples of positive personality traits. Patient, sincere, responsible, cheerful, proactive, efficient, forgiving, and it said ambitious. Now, if I say to a person in Spain, Pablo, necesito ser más ambicioso. It sounds almost bad. Ambición. Pablo tiene mucha. Pablo es una persona ambiciosa. Su ambición es. Tiene mucha ambición. Sounds negative to me. I don't use the word ambitious or ambition when I speak Spanish. I use the expression inquieto, persona inquieta, con afán de superación. But I don't use persona ambiciosa, because it sounds bad. But in English, no. So, during the last break, I looked up the definition in English and in Spanish. The definition of in English of ambición, ambition, is an earnest desire. Earnest means sincero. Un deseo sincero. An earnest. De ahí viene el palabra Ernesto. El nombre. Hola, Ernesto. I'm not sure if the word earnest. If in word reference, if you look up the word earnest, earnest, it says serio. Sincero. Serio y sincero. Earnest. Pero no decía Ernesto. Tienes que ser más Ernesto. That sounds funny. The importance of being earnest. It's a name. In English, it's a name as well. Hello, Ernest. Yes. And so Oscar Wilde wrote a very famous play called The Importance of Being Earnest, and it was a play on words. All right. But in any case, In English, the definition of ambition is an earnest desire for some type of achievement or distinction, as power, honor, fame, or wealth, and the willingness to strive for its attainment, its accomplishment. All right. Poder, honor, fama, o riqueza. Ahí está. Yes, an earnest desire for some type of achievement, para alguna clase de logro o distinción. Ya sea honor, fama, riqueza, o poder. And it's interesting. So that can be understood negatively as a person, como un trepa or somebody like that. Y la disposición a ir a por ello, the willingness to strive for its attainment. The Spanish definition of the Royal Academy of the Languages, deseo ardiente de conseguir algo, especialmente poder, riquezas, dignidades o fama. Parece que lo han copiado de un diccionario inglés. It's when they say dignidades. That's strange. Okay, fine. Dice deseo ardiente. In English it says earnest desire. Now, earnest means serio y sincero. No ardiente necessarily. So, conseguir algo. No. To desire for some type of achievement, un logro. Yes, it sounds better in English. It sounds more noble in English. It doesn't sound completely noble in Spanish. I don't know. But I don't have time to pursue this subject anymore because it's, again, time to take a short break. I'll be right back.
¿Has oído hablar de Vaughan Play? Yo te lo cuento. Vaughan ha preparado un servicio de vídeo 100% original, 100% nuevo para aprender inglés a tu ritmo. Entra en vaughanplay.tv y descubre todos los cursos que te proponemos para mejorar tu inglés. Y hay más. Con el código Vaughan gratis te regalamos una semana para probar todas las funcionalidades de tu nuevo servicio de cursos online. Desde el inglés básico para hablar en la calle hasta los niveles más avanzados de cursos profesionales, vaughanplay.tv te dará acceso a un abanico completo de cursos. No te olvides, te regalamos una semana con el código Vaughan gratis. Entra ya en vaughanplay.tv y pruébalo. Te esperamos.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades, ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
Por fin puedes disparar tu carrera profesional sin salir de casa. Máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Ahora, desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Again, and welcome back. Okay, we're back for our last half hour. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. I'd rather be a hammer. Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. Simon and Garfunkel. The song is called El Cóndor Pasa. It's interesting. The title is in Spanish, but the song is entirely in English, I think. I'd rather be a sparrow than a snail. Yes, I would. If I could, I surely would. I'd rather be a sparrow than a snail. Preferiría ser gorrión a ser caracol. I would rather. Curiosa expresión, forma de hablar en inglés. I would rather. Se usa muchísimo. I'd rather. Cuando expresas preferencia, it's more common probably say I'd rather. I would rather. He would rather. Would you rather than to say would you prefer? But both are correct. Would you prefer is more formal, more true preference, but would rather is more of a se me antoja. I'd rather. I'd rather be a sparrow than a snail. Yes, I would. Que sí. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail. Preferiría ser martillo a ser clavo. Yes, I would if I could. I surely would. I would rather. Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather? Soothe. Would you rather live in Spain or in Afghanistan? Well, that's an easy one. I'd rather live in Spain. Would you rather live in Spain or in Portugal? Both. I like the food. I like the people in Portugal. I like the food in Portugal. I like the coast. It's very pretty. It's very nice. It's more down to earth than Spain. The people are more humble a little bit. But I like both countries, so I would rather. That's a toss-up. That's a what? It's a toss-up. What's that? Well, a toss-up means to toss, echar un moneda en el aire, caro cruz. You know, whichever one. It's a toss-up. A ver lo que digo. Let's see what they say in word reference for a toss-up. It's a toss-up means es un 50-50. 50-50. It's 50-50, it's a toss-up. Yes, a toss-up. So, for both. So, well, Richard, would you rather live in Spain or in Italy? Well, knowing both countries, in my next life, I'd rather live in Italy. Not because I prefer Italy over Spain. I don't. I prefer Spain over Italy to live in. But I've lived in Spain now for 46 years, so I would like to try Italy because I like Italy as well. Well, would you rather live in Italy or in Portugal? To tell you the truth, I think I'd rather live in Portugal. It's easy going. I like the Portuguese people. I like the Spanish people. The Italian people, I like them as well. It's a lot of fun. But would you rather live in Mexico or in Peru? Oh, that's a tough one. I'd rather live in Mexico. And why would you rather live in Mexico than Peru? Well, I like both countries, but Mexico is better connected to other countries. It's very close to the United States. It's an hour and a half less to fly to Europe. Peru is in the southern hemisphere. It's farther. It's farther. In Peru, you can go to Chile. You can go to Argentina, Bolivia, Ecuador, of course, Colombia. It's nice. And Brazil. But in Venezuela. But to go anyplace else requires long distance flying. Now, Mexico, you in 1 hour or an hour and a half from Mexico City, you're in San Antonio, Texas. And also you can fly to Cancun, you can fly to Costa Rica, you can fly to the Dominican Republic, to Puerto Rico, or to the Bahamas. Mexico. So I'd rather live in Mexico than in Peru for practical reasons, not because I necessarily prefer Mexicans over Peruvians. I don't. I like both. I like both very, very much. In any case, I've been to Mexico maybe 5 times, and I've been to Peru 4 times, I believe. And so I like both. Very interesting people. Very nice people. Wonderful people. So, more questions. Well, would you rather live in China or in Japan? I think I'd rather live in Japan. I've never been there. I've been to China 4 times. It's an interesting country, but I'm not convinced. I think Japan. I think I'd rather live in Japan. If I had to choose between the two, I would rather live in a Western country and not in an Eastern country, a country in the Far East. I mean, if I had to choose between Spain and Japan, if I had to choose, I would choose Spain, definitely. If I had to choose between Germany and Japan, I would choose Germany. If I had to choose between Australia or Canada or the United States or Mexico, I would choose any place over Japan except China. Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't. You say, would you rather live in Afghanistan or in Japan? Well, in that case, Japan. Would you rather live in Saudi Arabia or in Japan? Definitely Japan. Would you rather live in Angola or in Japan? That's a difficult question because I think for a person like me, living in Angola would be very pleasant. Probably. I don't know. And besides, they speak Portuguese, so I could probably quickly learn the language to get by, at least enough to get by. All right. Would you rather live in a house or in a flat? Well, if I had in the equivalent of quality, I'd rather live in a house than in a flat. When you live in a flat, you have the comunidad de propietarios. No, thank you. Oh, yeah. I like my independence, and I like to be, I like my independence and my solitude. Living in a flat, you can't help but get involved. No puedes evitar que te involucren. You can't help but get involved in the problems of the comunidad de propietarios. I don't know how to say that in English. The condominium owners. So, and it's a pain in the neck. No, thank you. So I'd rather live in a house. Richard, would you rather have two wives or only one? Just one. No, thank you. Two wives, no. Now, if women were totally submissive, I might say two wives. But no thanks. I'll stick with one. I'll stick with or stay with one. Would you rather live in a big house or in a small house? Well, to tell you the truth, I'd rather live in a small house, if it's big enough for my needs. In a big house, it takes a long time to walk from one part to the other. So if you ever forget something, you have to walk back. It takes a minute. No, I'd rather live in a small house, but of the right size, because it's easier to clean, it's cheaper to maintain. So I'd rather live in a small house than in a big house. Would you rather live in the city or in the country? I'd rather live in the city to have all of the services that a city provides. But of course, it depends on the city. I'd rather live in the country in Spain than in Cairo, for example, the city. Well, it depends. To live in a city like Cairo, the capital of Egypt, or Istanbul, or Karachi in Pakistan, or Bombay in India. I mean, these cities are incredibly large urban conglomerations. I would have to have a lot of money. I wouldn't want to live in those cities unless I were rich. And so I would rather, if I had to choose between living in a big city or living in the country, a big city like Cairo, and living in the country, I would prefer to live in the country. I'd rather live in the country in Spain than in a big city like Cairo. But if it's a city like Madrid, Barcelona, New York, Paris, even Houston or Dallas, Miami, I'd rather live in a city than in the country. Would you rather live on a busy street or on a quiet street? Well, that's a difficult question, because I would rather live on a quiet street that has a lot of services. But that's sometimes not possible. For 3 years, I lived on a street that was very quiet, very nice, fantastic area, but simply to buy bread, you had to catch a bus. So there was no supermarkets. There were no pharmacies nearby. It was just very quiet, yes. But you didn't have any normal services downstairs when you walked out onto the street. Now, right now, I live on a street that is perfect. Services everywhere. But the street is quiet. It's strange. Un tramo de una calle. It's a section of a very important street in the city that has very little traffic, really. You can cross the street almost always. If you want to cross the street, and it's two lanes on each side, two lanes in one direction, two lanes in the other direction. So it's an important artery in this city, arteria, artery in this city. But I would say 9 times out of 10, when I walk out of my house and I want to cross the street, there's no traffic. I can cross with no problem. I don't need to wait for, and I don't need to walk to the corner for the traffic light. So, I would rather live on a quiet street than on a busy street if the street has services. Richard, would you rather be a teacher or an engineer? Well, I'd rather be a successful engineer, in the sense of a stimulating job in engineering. The problem is, maybe a lot of engineers don't have stimulating jobs, but an engineer that requires a lot of creativity in the engineering, I think it's very creative. Being a teacher is a very good job as well, but it can be frustrating because people. You have to, well, no, both are good, but I mean, I think an engineer is more creative. If it's, for example, a process engineer in manufacturing is a very creative job. A design engineer is a very creative job. Certain types of engineering jobs are very creative, or at least potentially creative. Whereas a teacher, in my case, as an English teacher, I have had the opportunity to be creative, to create Baugan Town, el concepto pueblo inglés Baugan Town, Lo Corillo. Nobody had done that before. In the year 2001, The first semester of 2001, I created the concept of Pueblo Inglés, Vaughan Town, and I created it from scratch. Just, I saw a place, Val de la Villa in Soria, and I said, okay, what can we do with this? And I dreamed up the idea of Vaughan Town, of bringing volunteers from all over the English-speaking world. And I was surprised that by the summertime of 2001, I was able to open up a never-ending supply of volunteers. People come to Spain. We bring 1,200 volunteers every year for Vaughan Town. Incredible program. Incredible. It's impossible to improve faster in less time in the world than in Vaughan Town. If you invest your time and money in Vaughan Town, it's the best investment you can make for the stipulated time involved. It's impossible to improve more. No sola palabra, progresar ni avanzar, es mejorar tu habilidad comunicativa, pura y dura. And so you just can't. It's 6 days or like 6 months. I mean, if you go to Dallas, Texas for 6 months and come back, and a friend of yours, same level of English, goes to Vaughan Town for 6 days and comes back, the friend is better than you in English. And it's surprise, surprise, but it's true. It's what I call apuro neto. Sufrimiento, o sea, apuros. Horas netas de apuro. Comunicativo. Yes. If you go to Dallas or London or Scotland or Canada, people don't start talking to you from the moment you sit down for breakfast until you go to bed. You don't have native people talking with you all day long. In Vaughan Town, yes. I would say if you go to Canada, if you go to Montreal, well, Montreal, they speak French. If you go to Toronto or to Vancouver, you will probably feel one net hour of anxiety. Ansiedad y apuro, tratando de comunicarte en situaciones más comprometidas. I mean, that's 1 hour a day. And in Vaughan Town, it's 13 or 14 hours a day. It's a bombardment. Un bombardeo. It's incredible. The intensity, the linguistic intensity that you have in Vaughan Town. And so people break barriers in 6 days that often they don't break in 6 months in London. So people say, ¿qué caro es? No, no, no. Vaughan Town is probably the cheapest alternative that exists in the world for your English. Unidad de mejora real por euro gastado. No hay nada más barato que Vaughan Town. And people say, yeah, but it's true. All right, so I'm selling today. So would you rather be a teacher or an engineer? In general, I'd rather be an engineer in a good engineering job. All right. Would you rather be a plumber or an electrician? Oh, well, that's a good one. I think I'd rather be a plumber. I think plumbers earn more money, by the way. Plumber, fontanero. An electrician's more dangerous, I think, you know? You can get electrocuted. I'd rather be a plumber than an electrician. Would you rather be a successful politician or a successful writer? Oh, that's an easy one. I'd rather be a successful writer. I'd rather be a successful writer than a successful politician. No, thank you. I think politician is the last on my list. I would be a dictator, yes, but not a politician. Politicians need to compromise. Compromise means transigir y para conseguir. How do you say? They have to... The exercise of the possible. And no, I would be a dictator. Okay. Even though I defend the concept of democracy and democratic systems, if I were a politician. I would become a dictator if possible. All right. Richard, would you rather be a man or a woman? I'd rather be a man. But that's the, you know, I really can't answer that question because I've never been a woman. But it's interesting, when I asked that question in class, women, I would say 90% of the women respond that they would rather be a woman. I asked them, in your next life, would you rather be a man or a woman? And I would say, Jodiri, I would say that 90% of the women prefer to continue as women, that they would rather be a woman in their next life. It's interesting. And men the same. Well, some men say, I want to be a woman. I would like to be a woman, and I would be very promiscuous because the men are potentially more promiscuous than women. They say that. Would you rather be blind or deaf? Richard, siempre haces esa pregunta. Sordo o ciego sordo? I would rather be blind because if I'm blind, I can continue teaching English. I can continue playing the guitar, playing the piano, composing music, talking with people. If I'm blind, I can have wonderful conversations with people if I'm blind. But if I'm deaf, no. If I'm deaf, I have to stop teaching. I can no longer play the piano. I can no longer play the guitar. I can no longer, well, compose music, maybe. I mean, if I become deaf now, but a person who's deaf at birth, no. Beethoven, of course, was almost totally deaf in his later years. But the music was inside his head because he had grown up with the music in his childhood, his adolescence and young adulthood. Up to middle age, he could hear. But I'd rather be blind, definitely. Would you rather be 2 meters 10 or 1 meter 60? Well, that's a good one. Oof, I don't know. You're asking me if I would rather be 2 meters 10 or 1 meter 60. My God. You know, to tell you the truth, I think I'd rather be 1 meter 60 than 2 meters 10. What about you? Imagine if you're a woman, you'd say, no, definitely 1 meter 60. But for a man, would you rather be 1 meter 60 or 2 meters 10, like Pau Gasol? Pau Gasol is 2 meters 13, which means you're almost as tall as Pau Gasol. That's a tough one. More questions. Well, would you rather own a yacht or a Rolls Royce? I'd rather own a yacht. But as I've said many times on this radio show, I'm not interested in owning a yacht unless I have so much money that I don't even need to think about money. And then I can pay all the expenses for the captain of the yacht, the assistant captain, and the cooks, and the docking payments. Don't say alquiler para atracar el barco. You know, there's a big mess. I would need a manager to take care of that. Then yes, I would rather have a yacht than a Rolls Royce. Would you rather have a cattle ranch? Would you rather own a cattle ranch or an oil field? An oil field, of course. Si preferiría ser propietario de una finca ganadera, una explotación ganadera. That's a cat. Bueno, ganadera de ganado vacuno, o bovino. That's a cattle ranch. Cattle is ganado bovino. It's like vacas. In Spanish, you say ganado vacuno y bovino. It's the same thing. I don't really know the difference. Then you have ganado ovino, which is ganado lanar. You also have two words for sheep. Ganado lanar, ganado ovino. But then for cattle, cows, C-A-T-T-L-E, cattle. You say ganado bovino sometimes and ganado vacuno others. I suppose, I don't really know. If there is a difference, I don't think there is. Just two words for the same thing. Maybe somebody can tell me. the difference. But we see cattle. A cattle ranch, o sea, rancho de ganado vacuno. A cattle ranch, explotación ganadera de ganado bovino. A cattle ranch or an oil field, un campo petrolífero. I'd rather own an oil field because I would be richer, right? I would not only be richer, I would be richer. Yes, sir, I'd rather own an oil field. Besides, cows, taking care of cows is a lot of work. Yes. So, I'd rather own an oil field. One more question. I think we have time for one more. Come on. Well, would you rather own a football team or an orchestra? Well, that's an easy one. I'd rather own an orchestra. Although, it's interesting. Football teams, of course, have a lot of football players. They're very young. You know, when you watch these football players on TV, you know, they look like normal young men. But when you see them in person, you say, qué joven. They look much, much younger in person, you know, than on TV. You realize, my God, these are boys. But I'd rather own an orchestra. But the problem is the members of an orchestra are... Son divos también, no son como los futbolistas. I mean, the violinists, the cellists, the trumpet players, the percussion artists, they are all prima donnas as well. So it'd probably, but I'd rather own an orchestra because then I could try out different musical pieces with an entire orchestra. 60, 70 member orchestra. Wow, that would be cool. That would be cool. A football team, no. Too many problems with the vestuario. Too many problems with people like Leo Messi or Cristiano. Okay, I have to go. Hey, have a great Monday and see you this evening in the extra hour. Bye-bye.
Nuestro curso de inglés por video.